Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment. Two Superior Livestock Auction sales to tell you about this week. The Superior Select Replacement Female Sale happens Thursday, November 20th, 1 p.m. Central Time, 4,770 head to sell. Then on Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, we'll have 17,500 head to sell, 4,900 yearling steers, 1,350 yearling heifers, 7,500 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
This Thanksgiving, squash unhealthy eating habits by filling half your plate with fruits and vegetables. Your future will thank you when you do. For a cornucopia of healthy recipes and tips, visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com. Get active with your family this fall. Spend your spare time at the bowling alley or lace up at the ice skating rink. Get your 60 minutes of physical activity. For more tips on how you can stay active both inside and out, visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com.
Wintertime has hit in a big way across the Midwest and now into the eastern part of the United States. That impacts both beef movement as well as our ability to move cattle around. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us today. What about this winter weather, Daryl? What sort of impact does it have on our cattle market?
Well, it was a very widespread storm, a lot of cold temperatures. This storm was kind of a dry cold for the most part, at least in the southern plains it came in, and there was no rain in front of it. So it didn't cause the kinds of problems for feeder cattle producers in terms of management headaches could certainly have happened in many other cases. I don't think it's had a big impact on feeder cattle markets for the most part. Some disruption of movement of cattle, depending on sale date this past week or so. But in the fed cattle markets, probably a little bit more impact. It was difficult to sort cattle out and move them to market. Supplies were relatively tight already, and it caused a little bit of concern about available slaughter supplies. So we did see fed cattle prices trade through that process to a new high level on a live weight basis, up to $1.72 a pound, and so we did see some impact there on the market. If there were production impacts, those will become a little more evident as we move forward in terms of lost production and so on as a result of this.
Daryl, as you mentioned, we had the fed cattle market at a record high this last week. Given that scenario, where are we going with this fat cattle market?
The fed cattle market, again, it set a new record again last week. We continue to work with tight supplies. We've had large carcass weights on fed cattle that have affected beef production, and this cold weather that we've had may impact that a little bit as we go forward, take a little bit off of those weights as we go forward. But in general, wouldn't expect them to keep moving higher necessarily, but there's good strong support for these markets close to the levels we're at.
These high cattle prices, Daryl, have translated into very high wholesale box beef trade prices as well. What about beef demand right now as we come on down to the end user?
Well, so far this year, total cattle slaughter is down about 7.2%. Beef production for the year to date is running about 6%. We'll probably end up somewhere between 5.5% and 6% in terms of a decrease for year-over-year beef production. That's a big decrease. And as we go forward into next year, we're looking for additional decreases in beef supplies. Slaughter will be down. Carcass weights will moderate here at some point. We can't keep pushing them higher as well. And so we're looking for an additional decrease in 2015, all the way through 2015, into 2016, with tighter supplies. It depends in part on whether we're able to sustain some herd expansion through that process or how fast we can do that herd expansion. But in any event, our expectation is for tighter beef supplies for many months to come.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.